We are so glad this evening to start our evening worship service at Bethel Baptist Church. Diane June is on the piano, pastor is on the pulpit, and our material ready to go to study the book of Revelation. We welcome you here this evening, and I welcome you at the internet, and turn it on the internet and listen to the broadcast this evening, which will be after I have a dialogue with the University of Alexandria about the value of John's confinement and the value of the visions, then the suggestion from the British University is we compare the visions with the Old Testament and see if they are real. And then if Revelation and Daniel match together, then was not hallucination. And that's very good. So it took me some artwork and some suggestion that I receive, and I'm trying to look on it. And the artwork means nothing, but to give you an illustration of what this man was seeing. But through history, I give you exactly what that really represents. And my heart is satisfied in only one thing. I know exactly what time it is today in God's calendar, and I know that John was not dreaming. All right? Well, we always start with number 255, and that will give us the blessing to praise the Lord for a good 20 minutes or so. Let's do so. 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. To the Lord in prayer. Father, here we are tonight and ready to praise your name as it is due, because you are God Almighty. You are the God who gave us information through the scripture, and as we study this morning, the value of our life is in that book, the Bible. And thank you, Lord, that you have preserved the Bible for us. And now tonight, as we search again the content of the thoughts of Revelation 13, verses 1 to 3, I pray that as we compare this scripture with the vision of Daniel and actually the dream of Solomon statue, the Colossus, and all the details of that life of Daniel information, that we be satisfied with one thing, that indeed the Bible is one and there is no mistakes of hallucinations, but rather a wonderful revelation from God. And the Lord, that we know what time we live. Tonight, we will know exactly the time in the Bible. Not the year, not the hour, not the month, but the time in which we live, waiting for the coming of that great kingdom of God that will take us into the very presence of God. Thank you, Lord, that your Bible, when we search it out and we put a heart with an honest mind, You always answer to us. Thank you, Lord. Bless us as we fellowship here in the auditorium and there in the audience of the internet, the extended family, all the way Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Texas, Southern and Northern California. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I have a few friends who listen in Arizona. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And may this be a great day as we study together. In Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated, and then we will request your song, and you can either punch the internet and tell us, or you can suggest it. Brother Salvador, 531, all right? 531. Here we are. America the Beautiful. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Jack Cassandra, which I, yesterday I was telling Raquel, I miss Jack. Love number two. And so we're going to sing, and Jack, listen. Number two, love divine. He loved, I want to say, he loved a song about love like Daniel does. And that's tender heart. Of all the men that God put in my life to deal with in business and in the gospel, I never, as I was telling Raquel yesterday, I never saw a man with such a balanced life as Brother Jack Asanjan. He can go and work hard, tell for 13 hours in his business. He can do this and the other, but he has times in his life where he entertains himself and we enjoy ourselves. And he and I were very good companions, and we went to places. Like we remember our wedding anniversary 1 year. He said, well, come here. Come to Carmel. And we went to his apartment there and played dominoes until late hours of the night. And then he said, well, now we go to dinner. And he had reserved in a beautiful place. A gorgeous place, and he wanted to show me his brand new Lexus. Remember when he bought it, 1962 Lexus, and so the Lexus will tell us where we go. And he was like a child. Oh, now I listen to the next one. And his wife said, "Cut it off." No, I listen. He was like a real man. And we enjoy the dinner. We talk about all kinds of political affairs that he likes, and then went back to sleep and. Such a gorgeous life where he learned how to be a believer, how to do his business, and how to enjoy his wife and son. It's just fantastic. And when you lose a friend like that, actually I don't lose it, he's in heaven, at the age of what, 88 was, then you miss somebody. It's obvious, you miss somebody. But the lesson that he gave me in the sense that you need to break and enjoy moments of your life and so on, is just fantastic. So, to the memory of Jack, love divine number two. Time to time, I just before here, I take a rest so that I can be clear for the night. But I, before coming, I just spent half hour on the computer to see the emails. And I don't know what brother was teaching. They had an email for something on his teaching. And then another from me, all from England. England is really. And the question was, why salvation then? And the foundation, as we started this morning, is on the church, and why now? And so I wonder, the person listened to the very end, because at the very end explained in Ecclesiastes that death finished with everything. But it's interesting, the people are listening, and our church is way beyond the barriers of these buildings, and thousands of people. When you go and spend 34 years in radio, the first thing you learn is that there are millions of people listening. But you don't see it. You're in a studio. You and an empty chair. And I was talking to the chair, my lesson on the Bible, and finished. and you think you're alone. After 8 months, I never received a letter when I started in 74. So I went to my boss, Borsma, the man in charge, Holland. I said, I want to quit because my job is no good. Oh, how stupid you are. So he said, let's pray. So he sit down in the studio floor and said, Lord, look at this. The guy is stupid. He thinking you are not there. And so I was really concerned about me. And next month, lo and behold, the letters start coming. And that year, we received 13,200 letters from all South America, people that have been saved everywhere. And this morning, I received a great blessing. As I greet people outside, Kim told me this. He said, I'm going to introduce you, Pastor so-and-so and his wife. They were here sitting on my left from Salinas. And they thought they'd make a big effort to come here from Salinas. And Wayne, I introduced Wayne to his wife. And I said, there are people here from Salinas, the Wheelers and the others, and so on. He said, I want to tell you a story. Yesterday, we went for dinner in a big golf club in the area over there. And the waitress, a Spanish guy, is serving us. And we said, I should pray, he said. And he prayed, Kim prayed. And the waitress waited. He said, oh, that's nice. You are believers. Yes. What church do you go? So I go to church. So I forgot the name of the church. I remember your name. So I go to Pastor Otero Church. Is he a tall guy from Argentina, soccer player? Yes. Oh, I was listening to the radio. I got saved from him. You know Samson? I said, who knows what year? And so he said, oh, you know, tell Elohim. So he was preaching. Maybe the guy was in jail because I preached in that jail for a long time on the radio broadcast. And he said, I found the Lord, how blessed. And Kim said, that was awesome, he said. For the first time, I saw the radio. It's hard to see the radio, is that right? You don't see the radio? He said, for the first time, he told me this morning, I saw the radio. A man, I'm taking dinner, and the man said, oh, say hello to your pastor. I was saved when he preached. Who knows what year? And a Spanish fellow in the Spanish broadcast. So I tell him, the Lord is good. And as I said this morning, you get a combination of the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and people are going to be saved. So let us be faithful. All right. Okay, one song more from your heart. Okay, Candace. Candace is practicing heavy now in Spanish and English in the class. Now tell me. Who? Chris? Oh, who raised their hand? Candace is learning from me to be a good lawyer. All right, who did you? Go ahead. 288. Good, Candace. You got it good. All right, good. 288. Wonderful peace. And thee.
I'm sorry.
Chris, you have a hand?
Sure,
38. 38, okay. Sorry, Chris, here it is. Mrs. Otero.
2:30.
Okay, that's a good song on salvation. I missed that to put that this morning. And I want you to pray for my neighbor across the street. These churches started with my neighbors on Raccoon Street and pilot of President Kennedy and the other side and the guy on 49ers. They started the church with these people like this. And now across the street, just across the street, my neighbor lost her mother, nice lady from Holland. And she found herself here. And I hear another neighbor who is radically against Christianity, not against Christianity, against Christ. He said, how can you preach all the time Christ? And she was explaining from the scripture what Christ really is. And my neighbor, the one on my right side, said, is he really good? He is good. And I take the garbage of these people because they are elderly. They lost their husband. And so on Thursday, I take my garbage, their garbage. I move all them out. It's just he is a faithful man. You say, he's so good. So maybe they come. You know, in due time, the Lord brings salvation. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on anybody. In due time, God bring them around and embrace them. And rejoice with them. 2:30 talks about salvation. After this, we go into the deep study on Daniel chapter 7. Here we are, 2:30.
Thank you.
thank you very much, and I give you a sign of the Pentecostal pastor. All right.